Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your announcer, Chuck Flandington. You're about to hear the Metal Injection live cast. But first I must fill some time so that Darren can finish eating his arroz stone pollo platter. What's that? He's done? All right, here's the show.
Arroz con pollo.
I love it when Bland talks Spanish.
Yeah, he's a Latin lover.
He was actually built in Mexico and snuck over the border.
That's how come we could afford his services. Very inexpensive.
Good evening.
That's not good English.
That's how come we could afford his services?
Is that what I said?
My bad.
How come means why?
That's more acceptable.
Did you hear about the Indian who said to the other Indian, "Me can tie my dick in 4 knots." Another Indian said, "How come?" Thank you. All right. I'll be at the Catskills January 3rd.
Chuckle Hut. It's a laugh a lot.
Hello, everybody. What's up?
Hello. Hi, Darren.
I meant the fans, not you.
Oh.
I said hello to you like an hour ago.
Actually, it was only like 20 minutes ago.
Whatever.
Someone's keeping score.
We have an action-packed show for you today. We have entertainment excitement.
Entertainment excitement?
Yes.
All right.
Entertainment-themed excitement.
Is that like sports entertainment?
You just said, how come? You're not allowed to start analyzing my grammar.
Sorry.
Want to tell them what's on the show, Rob?
No. Let's keep them in suspense until it happens.
What's on the show is Block Talk Radio is down, so no one can hear us right now.
Is that what they're saying in the chat room?
Yeah.
Upsetting.
The whole site is down.
We're still archiving this, aren't we?
We could just edit the songs.
Okay.
Maybe they're lying to us on the chat room just to hear us be real.
The whole Block Talk Radio site down?
Hello, this is your announcer, Chuck Flambington. You're about to hear the Metal Injection live cast. But first I must fill some time so that Darren can finish eating his arroz de un pollo platter. What's that? He's done? All right, here's the show.
Put that food away, Darren.
Arroz con pollo.
Well, you say it way sexier than Blandy does.
Say it like Yolanda Vega.
Like anyone knows who Yolanda Vega is.
Everyone knows who Yolanda Vega is.
Google it.
Yes.
Well, we have a caller to start out the show. I think it's the first time we're starting out with a caller. Let's see if they could even hear us. 318, you are on the Zach Beats hotline. Are you there?
How's it going, guys?
Oh, shit. Who is this?
I'm just calling in. I just saw your update on Twitter and just figured I'd call and say I'm gay.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Is this the first time you're coming out of the closet?
Yeah, I figured I'd go big, you know. A Metal Injection seemed like a really appropriate place to do this.
Oh, my goodness.
This is actually a new character we have called the Gagler.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Googler, actually, so I figured I'd expand on his original idea and make my own.
What's wrong with that?
How old are you?
27.
And how long did you know you were gay?
About 2 or 3 weeks, maybe.
What happened 2 or 3 weeks ago?
I don't know. You know, just some things hit you in life. You know, you never know when to expect it.
How big was the thing that hit you?
About 9 inches.
Oh, wow. So you didn't tell your parents yet, right?
Well, they tune into Metal Injection from time to time, so they might be hearing it now. They might call in and have some kind of response. You never know.
You could just download this into their iPod, and then you wouldn't have to tell them. You could just hear it. They could just hear it on the air.
Yeah, it'll just be on shuffle in the car. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it'll be like Pat Boone, and then like, Mom, I'm gay.
All right. Well,
so,
thank you.
What's your real name?
My real name.
Oh, you're not. You don't want to give out your real name.
Do I have time?
Oh, you have a few more minutes.
My real name. Jason.
Nice to meet you, Jason. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mississippi.
Wow, they're not very tolerant of gays.
Yeah, you better keep your voice down.
Well, that's why I'm calling up somewhere, you know, out of state, so I could at least get somewhere and not in the town square and get stoned, literally stoned.
Oh, I don't have to go to town square to get stoned.
So you're a metalhead, right? Are you a metalhead?
Yeah. Big fan of Metal Injection.
What kind of metal?
Progressive metal.
That's cool.
Well, so you and Sid don't get along.
Well, yeah. I always said Sid was pretty gay, so this just proves it.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Now, I feel that in general, the metal community is not all that tolerant of gays, which is weird because they're very tolerant of, like, racial differences.
Aren't they really, though?
I mean, in general, there's always going to be some, you know, racists or whatever.
We've got somebody else on the line.
Okay, let's do a little conference call right now.
See a little double team action going.
We've got another man for you.
217, you're on the air on the Zach Beats hotline.
Hey, speak.
217?
Come on, dead air is not good air.
Oh, this is the Googler.
Hey, Googler, what's going on?
Is it true Googler, that
Blog Talk Radio is not working?
Could you repeat the question?
Is it true that Blog Talk Radio is not working?
Perhaps.
It's working now.
It's actually false, because you're on the air with us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. That was the anti-Google.
Just in case you archive listeners are wondering, we started a little late this week, and for the first time ever, it wasn't our fault. Blog Talk Radio was down.
Well, we were like 2 minutes late, but we started about 8 minutes late because of Blog Talk.
Were you nervous that you wouldn't be able to come out on our show since we weren't on time, Gabler?
I was worried. I was getting a little worried, you know, but things pulled through, and I think it happened for a reason.
So, pulled through what? Did you actually have an experience with a dude, or are you just thinking about it?
I just woke up one day. I mean, it was just as simple as you can get.
Wow.
It was pretty amazing.
Did you have a sexual dream about Gerald McCraney, perhaps?
Probably. You know, I'm sort of assuming that's it. I don't really have, like, a concrete explanation. But I just woke up, and there it was.
So what kind of guys are you attracted to?
Well, I have to have a penis. That's the first one.
Naturally, that's a big asset for a gig.
That's probably the only real one.
Now, I feel if you have trouble meeting guys, you can sign up for Geek to Geek because all the women on there look like men anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, really? So I get the best of both worlds?
Yeah. So do you still like girls?
Nah, they have cooties.
I think he might be messing with us.
I think this might be a farcical phone call.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jason from Mississippi. And right now we're calling the authorities on you.
Yeah, don't get AIDS or anything.
Yeah, right.
That would suck. We want more listeners.
Thanks for listening.
No problem. Have a great day.
You too. All right, we have another caller. 480. You're on the Zach. Hello.
Is this Nina?
Hey, guys.
Have you memorized her phone number, Darren?
He has. He's my pedophile stalker.
That's it.
Hey, all of a sudden I'm reformed.
Listen,
Darren's the bad guy.
I don't go below 18 in 10 seconds, all right? That's my threshold.
Huh?
It's probably been longer than 10 seconds.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm not very good at
that. It takes me a lot longer than 10 seconds. Don't worry, ladies.
What?
Hey-o. You want the quick to Darren? You want the, what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
She's going to whisper sweet nothings into your ear,
oh,
Finn.
I like it.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, Noah.
Whisper something about your backpack.
Hey, just yesterday, a guy, like some random guy was like, hey, I like your shirt, but I don't like your backpack.
Oh,
what was the shirt?
Oh,
what was the backpack?
The backpack.
Okay, well, this week for my school, it's Spirit Week. And so yesterday was, like, team sport day, like, whatever your favorite team was. And mine's the Phoenix Suns. And then I had Steve Nash on it. And then so he likes Steve Nash, apparently. And then he was like, I don't like your backpack, though. And then I was like, well, I do. And then he was like, well, you should change it. And I was like, no, I'm good, thanks. And I just kind of kept walking while I was talking. So, yeah.
This was in school?
Oh, and it was when I was leaving.
So was this a fellow student that said this to you, or like some old dude?
Some random kid. Probably like
so what
a
was
senior.
The backpack? What was it on the backpack? That you just went? Oh.
Yeah, it's her Slipknot patch.
I forget. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh, the weirdest thing happened the day after I called you guys, like, the first time. There's, like, a
what
stupid fight. There's this stupid fight between these two guys, and it was on grades, and it was really retarded. And it was they weren't even punching. It looked more like manhandling.
What does that mean?
It was really stupid. Kind of like...
Bob has manhandles.
Like, in wrestling.
they give each other body slams and whatnot?
No, they were just, like, it looked more like hugging, and then somehow they accidentally, like, they didn't see me, and then they accidentally pushed me against the wall, and they kept fighting anyway.
You got
harassed? Really retarded.
You got assaulted?
No, they were, like, they were fighting, and then my friend Jason, that thinks my backpack's weird, he was just, like, he said he was going to try to get me out of it, but somehow I got out.
Your backpack. Not cool. It's not cool if people are making fun of your backpack.
Nina, I feel that you should get your parents to enroll you in karate.
So what?
The karate, the ancient Japanese art of self-defense.
What does karate mean, Darren? Do you know?
I'm in gymnastics.
People mess with your backpack.
I thought it meant like open.
All right, fine. Smart.
No, here's what Nina has to do. You need to write a letter to JCVD and ask him his self-defense. That's what I think you should do.
Or she could just wait until he's on the show.
I think I should.
You could do that. We'll try to bring him back.
Yeah, all right, he'll teach me right away.
I'm sorry, Nina. We're going to have to tell you all because right now We have on the line Odorous Urungus from Gwar.
Do you like Gwar?
Oh, you cut her off.
Fine,
but right now...
Hello!
There he is. He's already ready. It's the Maggie
yes,
Master.
Hello there, Robert. How have you been?
I've been very good, Odorous. How are you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been abused by me. I see you finally wised up and you got me on the phone rather than meeting me in person.
Yes, I mean, like, I saw what you did to Metal Misha that time when you, came blood all over his face.
Oh, that's right. That's your, is that your cousin or something? Yeah, he bears a striking resemblance to you.
Really? I don't really see it, but I'll take your word for it, because
you... Of course, you better. Well, how the hell have you been, you fucking freak?
I've been great. I've been wonderful. And you've been doing great. You guys are celebrating your 25th anniversary, is that correct?
Well, yeah, 25th anniversary since we've been defawed on this miserable fucking planet. And, of course, Gwar's been around a lot longer than that, but 25 years to the human race, that's quite a milestone. 25 years to bathe in our presence, to smell our smells, to have your face burned off by my regurgitated semen. These are all things we've shared, and we'll continue to share and celebrate together. My squirming dick slit will explode, and you'll love it, damn it. And yes, it's so colossal that the anniversary is going to be 2 years long. Because a simple year is just too short.
Now, is it true that two human years is really 1 year in Scumdogia?
Yeah, something like that. We decided to, whatever it took to get as many products out with the 25th anniversary stamp on them as possible. It's worked out so well for us that after 25, we are going to go straight to 50 and stay there.
Great. And... now, you have been a regular contributor to Red Eye on Fox News, and I mean...
Yeah, isn't that about the weirdest freaking thing ever? I don't quite get that one, but I've been awarded the coveted position of interplanetary correspondent, and, I show up on the show about once a month or so. You know, in the very belly of the beast, whoever would have thought it would be Fox News that would, put Gwar back on major television.
Well, Fox and Gwar have a common goal of destroying the United States. So
that's true. And as far as, the Republicans and the conservatives, they're very pro-war, pro-no education, pro-disease, famine, and poverty. So pretty much we agree on a lot of things. So the only thing I don't really get is this anti-drug stance. But then later I figured out it's all just a big lie anyway. They're just like declaring war on things, War on drugs, war on poverty, war on sex, war on war, war on terrorism. That's another big joke.
Well, we don't want to get you on your soapbox here, Odorous. We'll be here all night.
No, I'd break it. I have no need for soap anyway. Boxes are okay.
All right, Otis, do you mind taking a call from some of your fans? We have some of your fans on the line.
Not at all. No, all ears, pointy ones.
All right, well, let's take our first call from 217. You're on the air, 217.
Hello, the Googler has a question for Otis.
Speak, human.
Is it true that your name is David Murray Brockie and you were born August 30th, 1963 in Richmond, Virginia?
No, that's a lie. Everybody knows that this Dave Brockie character is my personal butt boy.
Okay, thank you.
He doesn't really do anything. He's not a talented artist. He's not incredibly prolific. He's not a great painter or a great writer at that. He's just my personal butt slave. He cleans my anus for me. That's all he fucking does. He's useless. I don't know where he was born. I don't know when he was born. I don't care. I'm going to fire him. The one thing about that fucker, though, I have a hard time getting my hands on him. You'll never see me and Brockie in the same room at the same time.
Yeah. Now, that makes
He's a slippery little fucker. He's a slippery, but Robert knows that Brocky guy. That guy's a crackhead. He tried to sell Robert his coaster oven.
He stole our production van a few years ago.
He did. He got 50 bucks for that thing. But
cool.
He stole $5 in petty cash.
We have another caller on the line. Let's take 703. You are on the line with Odorous Urungus of Greece.
Yo, Odorous, how are you, man?
Hey, how's it going there? 703. What are you calling from, Northern Virginia?
Actually, I'm from Virginia, but I live in New York. This is Ben, actually. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Hey.
Hey,
what's
up? How you been there, buddy?
Doing well. Quick question. First off, you roll, and I can't wait to see you in December. And second off, what did Kerry King do to piss you off?
Snubbed me at the Golden Gods Award. That guy, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Slayer. I have a lot of respect for Kerry King. They're one of my favorite metal bands ever. He won Golden God Award or whatever, and Odorous presented it to him, and he was a complete dick. You know, we had some photo ops and shit like that. Every time we ever run into that guy, he goes out of his way to be disrespectful and rude to Guar. So he's ended up on my shitty side. I've tried to call him out in the press a few times, but I must say, he's too smart to rise to the bait. So actually, because he was smart enough not to respond, I decided to go ahead and like him again.
Well, he's just jealous.
I hear his new album is pretty good anyway.
Cool.
Thanks for the call, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
And we have another call. Odorous, you're a popular guy here. 403,
wow.
You're on the line with the Maggot Master.
Hey there, Odorous.
Hello.
I have a question for you. My question for you is, what is your favorite method of decapitating us miserable humans?
Oh, well, I have to say broadsword. It's handy. It's you can grasp it with two or one hand. You can get a lot of power behind that blow. I don't have time to fuck around with guillotines or giant pairs of scissors like in Andy Warhol's Frankenstein. No, I am all about my gigantic two-handed broadsword. Flick! Yeah, that's about the favorite way I like to decapitate people. Though, when the mood strikes me, I will just grab them by the skull and pull it out of the socket. And then I will fuck the hole.
Sorry, Artis. May I suggest a very unusual method?
Certainly. I'm always trying to expand my repertoire.
Absolutely. It would be the use of a rusty olive fork.
Ooh, that sounds... you know what? I don't really know how that's going to work out, but I'm going to try it anyway. Thank you very much for the suggestion. Maybe I should try it out on you when we come to your town.
Absolutely. Actually, December 3rd, when you're up in Calgary, look for me. I'll be the guy in the white shirt.
Okay, great. Well, if you come with the olive fork, I'll be ready to decapitate you with it.
Awesome, man.
Okay, we'll see you up there, you crazy Canuck.
Absolutely.
Great.
Big fan.
Great how Guar connects with fans on how to kill them.
It's nice.
What did he say? An olive fork?
Yes, I think it was an olive fork.
That sounds like that might not really work all that well. It's a fork. You need a knife, don't you? You gotta stab like repeatedly and make like tons of little holes. I think that would take way too long. I'm far too impatient for that.
Yeah, that makes sense. But Odorous, one thing I wanted to ask you is a big topic on our live cast a few months ago was the gathering of the Juggalos, and we watched that infomercial so many times I can practically recite it. Sight unseen. Now, one thing we noticed was you guys were playing the Gathering of the Juggalos. Can you please give us a little commentary on what that was like? What kind of people were there? How you guys ended up on that?
Well, I mean, we have a lot in common with ICP. We're both, we both wear sexy outfits, and we're both despised by the very industry that we're a part of. Kind of have our own fanatic following, though there's not a lot of crossover. So when they called us up and said, do you guys want to play the Juggalo Gathering? I was like, well, we'll consider it, but you just have to give us lots and lots and lots of money. Now, I know a lot of people are like, what the hell does Odorous want with money? Well, apparently, money is what you trade to get crack cocaine. I never really knew that. So we got that figured out. They gave us tons of money. And we ended up playing the gathering. It was a very bizarre experience. I walked around the gathering actually in human form, kind of checking it out. And I don't know, I've never seen a collection of such degenerates and perverts since, I don't know, maybe the last Republican convention.
So
I remember my most stirring, my most memorable memory of the whole fucking thing. There was a bunch of kids standing in line for like steak and cheeses at the Steak and Cheese Hut. And they were emptying the porta potties right next door. And the wind was blowing. And you could see this cloud of like sulfurous fecal vapor blowing out of the porta potties right onto the Steak and Cheese Hut and all the people that were waiting in line outside. But, you know, they still ate their shitty little fucking steak and cheeses that were covered in the remnants of clown poop.
It's like you add a little paprika.
Yeah, oh, it's disgusting. It was an interesting experience, you know. Can't say that I'm looking forward to doing it again, but if they give us like twice as much money as they gave us this year, maybe we would.
Fair enough.
You heard it here first on the live cast.
So, we'd love to come back to do the Juggalo thing again. A lot of people were pretty freaked out that we played there. You know, it was pretty good the first time that we did it. I'm sure next year it would go more smoothly. So, you know, anytime you get 20,000 weirdos out in the woods, there's bound to be some crazy shit going on. So, hats off. There's a lot of ICP fans out there that, that learned about Guar for the first time, and it's almost kind of the next step in their education. So, we're welcoming any of those folks, you know. We're inviting all clowns to our show. It's no problem.
I was going to ask you, what was the reception like? Were they, like, did you...
It was good. No, they dug it. It was like they kind of put us in our own little tent, you know. It was like we played in this, like, weird circus freak show tent at, like, 4 in the morning. And, yeah, actually the response was really good. You know, I don't know how well it would have gone if they put us out on the big stage. I mean, Coolio didn't fare too well. I must have seen him get squashed by, like, 8 different bottles of urine.
Did you get to hang out with Coolio?
No, Coolio was not particularly accessible.
Did he just, like, take a helicopter in like it was Woodstock and then just fly right back out?
Where's he getting a helicopter?
Coolio. I don't know. He borrowed
There was a helicopter at the gathering, believe it or not. Yeah, some, like, cracked out dude was flying people around for, like, $20 a piece.
I was going to say Coolio gets urine thrown at him at his own shows, though. So.
Coolio,
yeah, it was pretty fucked up. And I tell you, after we played, we just kind of did a walk around and just looked at the debauchery. Everyone was sleeping in big piles of garbage, and there were just puddles of urine and fecal matter everywhere. So many people pissed in this one pool. All the fish died. It was pretty horrible.
Fantastic.
Just want to remind our listeners that if you want to talk to Odorous, the number to call is 646-929-1357. We only have a few more minutes left with you. Now, Odorous, you guys are on the road.
So get your calls in right now, you scum!
Yeah, you're on the road right now. You guys are playing with Lamb of God, Drop for a Cowboy, and then on some dates you're playing with the Red Cord. Has it been a fun tour? Have you made some friends?
Oh, yeah. Everything's fine. It's fun to play with Lamb of God. We played in a lot of places we hadn't played before, and I think a lot of these Lamb of God fans, you know, I'd heard a lot about Guar, but really hadn't seen the majesty of it. And, of course, they were destroyed, mutilated, and turned into Guar dog food before they even got to see Lamb of God. So it worked out pretty good. We're about halfway over. Then we go home, back to Antarctica for a little while. Then we go out again. Basically, we're going to be touring for about 2 fucking years straight. So, and it is by far the most spectacular, amazing Guar show that we've ever done. So everybody get your asses out there and see the craziest fucking show on Earth. Plus, we really kind of need the humans because Cardinal Sin is getting ready to invade the planet, and we need everyone to come down to the show armed.
Well, there you have it. We have one final caller we're going to take before we let Odorous go. 318, you're on the air with Odorous Urungus.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hello, human. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I just was curious. I heard about Guar like a couple years ago, and I was so, like, you know, blown away by the type of image you guys have. I thought it was really unique. You know, it could be offensive to some people, but I'm just wondering, like, what was you guys' first reaction when you started using the type of image and costumes you guys had?
Well, I don't know if it was really so much. I don't know if it was so much our reaction as the reaction people had to us, which was total fucking screaming amazement. I mean, when Gwar hit the scene, there was nothing like it, and there's been nothing like it since. And, you know, it's like when Gwar fucking thought, there was really nobody out there doing this kind of thing. Kiss,
well, you
had taken
City Rollers.
Well, Bay City Rollers, right, Big Country, that kind of shit. You know, yeah. Kiss had taken their makeup off, and, you know, Green Jelly was out there somewhere, but we didn't even know about them. So, you know, basically, you know, it's just business as usual for us, but when people see Gwar, they freak the fuck out. Now, it's just the way I am, you know. I'm used to myself. I'll never get over how freaked out people get by my sexy, sexy butt and my big fucking cuttlefish hanging out everywhere. So, I don't know, shock, rage, amazement, confusion, all of these things.
Well, was it fun for you guys?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think we would have done it for 25 years if it wasn't fun. I mean, it's not like we really have a job skill set that, like, lends us to do anything else with our lives. It's like pretty much playing heavy metal and decapitating people. It's pretty much all I know how to do.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Well, catch Gwar on the tour. I'll see you out there.
All right.
I was wondering, how huge is your cuttlefish? How many inches is it?
It's probably a good 2 feet now. You know, when I get an erection, I can actually use it as another leg. Put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I was wondering about Lordy. Have you guys completely destroyed them yet, or is there still some sort of remnants of them left?
Well, I did have his head on a stick, but. You know, I think they pretty much destroyed themselves. They're happy in Finland. They do great in Europe. But, you know, when they come over here, the people in the United States were raised on Gwar. And they're not about to let a bunch of Finnish fucks come over here and pretend to be monsters. I mean, they're just a bunch of humans dressing up in stupid latex rubber outfits anyway.
Wow.
And besides, their music fucking sucks. It's not metal at all. It's fucking sounds like Billy Idol on a bad day.
All right, well, I guess this is all the time we really have with you, Audrey. So I really appreciate you taking 20 minutes of your time to talk to us young maggots here. And we're going to go to a music break, and we want to start with a Gwar song off the new album, and I wanted to ask you what your favorite song on the new record is so we could play it.
Ooh, they're all great, but honestly, I think my favorite is Damnation Under God. I don't know why the fuck we didn't play it on this tour, so crank it right now.
All right, and make sure to check out Gwar. They're on the road right now with Lamb of God, Job for a Cowboy, and Red Court on some dates. We have all those dates on metalinjection.net. Odorous Urungus of Gwar, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert. We love you. You've been a loyal supporter for many years, and we'll try to get you as close to the top of the heap of dead bodies as possible.
All right, I can't wait to see you guys when you come to New York.
Oh, man, that's going to be a great show. Last show on the tour. I'll see you then.
See you then, man, and... Here we are. We're going to take. All right. Bye, Odorous. Jeez, the guy won't hang up. No, you hang up.
I love you more.
Get separation anxiety. Anyway, we're going to take a music break. We're going to start off with Gwar, with Damnation Under God.
I'm not in my head.
Hey, did you see that fucking girl that my brother fucking brought over here the other night?
That blonde chick with the big tits?
Yeah, she has fucking makeup.
Oh, dude, she was hot as shit, yeah. That's fucking fire.
She's alright, but she is high fucking maintenance.
Yeah, she sounds like it. Was, is that that bitch that, that came in here and sang that one day? You know, she's a little... She's pretty good, dude. You think we can get her to sing on this song?
Dude, she won't sing on this song. Dude, she will not sing anything that has to do anything with fucking pussy or anything.
Really? Even if we paid her?
Even if we gave her, like, $500, she likes Jesus and shit like that.
Oh, man.
Dude, she's only fucking kissed. She's 23 years old. She has only kissed a fucking guy.
That's because she's never had her asshole licked before.
Fucking true. Hello, boys and gals, is it true that you're about to listen to the Metal Injection live cast? Okay, thank you.
Oh, wow, it looks like Blandy's a fan of the Googler, too.
We all are. We
you
all
guys
are.
Heard of this new...
When, Rob, why is
can
this
you,
playing?
Can you please
I don't understand how
uncheck them?
Because you have it checked.
Funny.
Oh, it's in the wrong playlist.
We're going to kill you, Rob.
And we're back. And a reminder, you can give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys listening at home heard the show last week or if you listened live, if you listened to the archive at the very end, the Googler called in. We didn't know it was the Googler. He spoofed my parents' phone number and started like making scary, creepy noises. It was a little weird. And then... we tried to prank him, whatever. But I think the Googler is kind of taking over the show. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, this is our show. It's not the Googler show, right? Oh, we have a call. I think this is Mina again. 480, you're on the... Oh, see, it is Mina.
All right.
I'm good at remembering area codes. What's up?
I call because I'm having, like, a lot of trouble logging in. So
that's all right. We offer tech support as well.
Come on, Rob. Come on, Rob. Metal Injection tech
okay.
Cast.
First of all, unplug your router. Wait 30 seconds. Plug it back in. Now, what's your problem? What's the problem?
Oh, like I'm logging in, and I'm pretty sure I'm putting in the right password and username, but
oh,
I'm doing
metal
it wrong.
Injection?
Huh?
I feel you should call Cox Cable. It's clearly a
Wait, no, no. You mean you're having a problem logging into Metal Injection?
Yes.
Oh, well, this is something I can help you with.
I emailed you, Rob.
You emailed me? Oh.
Yeah, through my email.
I'm right. I don't know what that was about. But no, when you log in, there's a link that says forgotten your password, and you just put in your username, and it emails you a new password.
But it says to put in my email.
Uh huh. So what's
exactly.
The problem?
You
yeah, don't remember what
you
said. To?
No, I know what? My username, but it says to put in my email, not my username. Get it right, Rob.
You don't even know your own website, Rob.
Oh, so what email? How many email addresses do you have?
Oh, my cheese bus. Hmm?
How many email addresses do you have?
One.
One? So just put in that email address.
Are you
with
the group today just asking random questions toward me?
No, I'm trying to help you out here. I don't appreciate this attitude while I'm giving you live tech support while trying to do
it's
a podcast.
It's not attitude. Trust me, this is my normal self.
Oh, you're getting sassy with me now?
I'm giving you lip.
Yeah, well, hopefully you'll figure that out. If you don't, you can just email me and I'll reset your password.
Don't get so excited.
To, you know,
can you do that?
I can totally
can
do that,
do the
but
second
after
one?
The show. Sure, just
okay.
Email me.
Okay.
Great.
That might have been the Googler spoofing her voice.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
what?
So, Oh, look, Billy Idol on a bad day is in the chat room.
So Billy Idol every day, then.
Yeah.
Well, in reference to what Odorous said. But
I like to rock the cradle of love.
Anyway, so back to the Googler before we were not so rudely interrupted.
Kindly interrupted. We were kindly interrupted.
Well, I said not so rudely. Anywho, Darren, you went above and beyond our awkwardness, and you did something about the Googler, right? You fought back.
I wrote a tribute to him, actually.
You wrote a tribute to the Googler.
I like how he gets under your skin, and I appreciate it, and I wrote a song about it.
Do you hear this, Googler? You're officially part of Livecast history because Darren took time out of his busy schedule schooling people in poker online.
And umpiring.
That's over.
Well, it's
November.
Too cold. Uh-oh. It's too cold for that.
Actually, I have another couple of games.
So, I guess I should probably cue up the song.
I did send it to you. Did you get it?
I'm here hyping it up and I don't even have it queued up.
Make them wait, Rob. It's fine.
We're real professional here.
I like this idea.
How long did it take you to come up with this, Darren?
Actually, I got the idea today at 4:30 p.m. and finished it about 5.
All right, here we go. Googler, I hope you're ready for this.
Oh God, please don't kill me.
Please don't kill us, Googler.
Yes.
Please don't kill us.
That will sound better when we edit the show.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening live, you kind of missed half of it. So.
Everyone's laughing, though, so...
Well, they love the chorus, so it works out. Oh, people literally LOL'd.
Yeah.
So that's good.
I wonder how the Googler felt about that.
Yeah, Googler, why don't you call in and we'll ask you how you felt about that.
He's probably silently crying to himself right now. Is it true that somebody finally loves me?
No.
Okay, thank you.
You know, it's funny. This week, I've been, I just called up a store to see if they had a product.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hi, is it, I was just wondering if you guys have this in stock. And they were like, no, sorry. Okay, thank you. And I didn't do it, like, you know, as a tribute to the Googler, just
right.
Totally subconsciously.
What were you calling about?
About a Magic Mouse by Apple.
Isn't that a vibrator?
Is it true you're a nerd?
Yes.
It's a Magic Mouse.
It's their new mouse.
What does it do?
You put your penis in it and then it vibrates.
You fuck the mouse in the mouth.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
The mouse.
Yeah.
Rob uses computer products for sexual release.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexual release.
Well, obviously, because all my sexual release comes from the computer by watching the pornography.
Pornography?
Yeah.
He's pornography.
Yeah, prawn. It's shrimp porn. It's pornography.
I've revealed too much.
Speaking of revealing too much, weren't we going to have a special guest on with us? Another special guest?
Yes, yes. Earlier this week, Tom Araya, the bassist and vocalist of Slayer, I mean, obviously, he had to cancel a few Canadian dates that Slayer were playing with Megadeth because he had to have
back surgery.
I don't really know what the story is, but
he's getting old.
We have him on the line now. Noah, did you dial him in?
Wait, I gotta finish pressing the buttons.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tom, thank you for calling into the show. Tom? No. Oh. Oh, wow, you sound like you're in pain. Ugh.
All right.
Well, Tom, you know, a lot of people in Canada were really, really looking forward to seeing you guys. Do you have any sort of message for them? Oh, okay, well, that's nice. At least you've apologized. And how do you feel right now?
What was your reaction to the scalpel when the doctor cut your back open?
Now, obviously, being a musician, you're probably not, you don't have any, like, medical insurance. But what did that bill look like?
It's crazy that he had the rest of the band with him when he got the bill in the mail. Just ready to back him up.
No, he just sings all of that, too.
Oh, wow, that's a talented amazing motherfucker. Yeah, damn. So what the hell does Kerry King do?
Start shit.
Apparently.
Sure. Start shit with guar.
Pussy.
Oh, he's sorry to guar. He apologizes.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
Well, thanks, Tom Araya. Thanks for calling in. Anybody else have any questions before we let Tom Araya go?
What do you think of the live cast?
All right. Thank you, Tom Araya.
Thank you, Tom.
So that was that.
I think he's in excruciating pain.
That's what I hear.
Well, he's like 67 years old, right? I mean, he's looking pretty haggard lately.
He's probably almost 50. I'm sure there. Well, it's Wikipedia.
Do you think Tom Araya has life insurance?
I saw a picture that you put up of him on the site, and he looks like a ventriloquist dummy with the creases in his face.
Oh, well, he's not that bad. He was born in 61. So 48.
He's like a shit that Lemmy took. Everybody, what do you think? Yeah?
No.
He's not good in my head.
You're not even from the same country. That's even worse.
Like if Lemmy cut off one of his cheap Cocoa Puffs and it grew its own legs and arms.
Like
it would
a
be Tom
sea
Ryan.
Monkey, you put his, his Cocoa Puffs.
I do not approve of these statements.
Why not?
Tom Ryan is not to be fluffed with.
Well, where is he? What is he going to hobble over?
He's
on
Tom
Ryan. In a wheelchair?
He's showing some respect.
Does Tom Ryan get to park in the handicap spot now that he had back surgery and he's a fucking cripple?
I didn't say he's not a great musician. He's,
that's right.
I still love Slayer. He just looks really terrible.
He's got some of the finest teeth I ever came across.
What?
Is that you come across his teeth?
On occasion.
Yeah.
You're gross.
How do you think he hits those high notes?
Ooh. Yeah. kind of bored at the end there.
Just turn your head and cough, Mr. Orion. We'll be over in a second.
Oh, jeez.
Let me just...
Tom Ryan, did you just bump into me?
What's going on, Tom Ryan?
We have some audio from Tom Ryan's colonoscopy. It's going to be their new video. Inside Tom Mariah's colon.
Ew.
you wouldn't watch that?
They should have a reality show.
I think that's an EP they're putting out.
What?
Inside Tom Mariah's colon.
Yes.
Inside Tom Mariah, Volume 4.
Do you think that Tom Mariah has arroz con pollo in his colon?
Probably.
Yeah, I would say so.
Puerto Rican.
EP stands for Extended Prostate.
Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, our phone number is 646-929-1357. The phone lines are open.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we ever.
So is Tom Araya.
Give us a call. You can talk to Sid.
Yeah, you totally could talk to Sid.
This is the talk to Sid moment in the show.
Why?
Isn't that any moment?
It's pretty much a lowest rated portion.
How dare you? It's the top of
I'm
the hour.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. We don't really. We don't have any ratings.
Yeah.
We have no rating system in place. But if we did. I'm sure Sid segment would be the lowest.
Yes, I do. There's horns on the website. Isn't that how you rate stuff around Metal Injection?
Oh, okay, live. Sure. You can, like, give horns up, but I mean, like...
Can you give horns down?
No. We don't believe in negativity on Metal Injection.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. When you're on Facebook, don't you see how all your friends add the, I want a dislike button? Everybody wants that, so you've got to give the people what they want.
Well,
they
see, the horns up
down.
Came out way before the Facebook like. So
why don't you do the horns down way before the Facebook dislike? Once again, you could give the people what they want before anybody else has a chance to.
Well,
I think it would
what do you
sense.
Think of that, Rob?
Rob, really difficult. Comprehending.
I'm still.
You give that horns down?
I'm still working on the redesign before I can implement any new functionality.
Okay.
Good.
So anyway, some other stuff we wanted to talk about was I posted about this 2 days ago, I believe, and it was about Peter Steele. Oh, no, this was yesterday. So it was 2 days ago. Peter Steele was recently interviewed by hardtimes.ca.
What?
Canadian
drug pot smoking website?
No, they're actually pretty cool. They do videos and stuff. And they have pretty good interviews. So anyway, there's this 18-minute interview with Peter Steele. And it's if you're a fan of Type O Negative or just of Peter Steele's wit...
Then kill yourself.
No, that's not where I was going with that. I was saying it's a fun interview to listen to.
Or his dashingly good looks.
My name is Peter Steele. I'm the vocalist of Type O Negative.
Are you fucking serious?
That's his actual voice.
I feel great, actually.
So
I have a little sore throat, but I have something dirty in my mouth.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you want to divulge what that dirty thing was?
Oh, wow, there's an audience in that interview.
For the last week, and...
But anyway, there was a part of the interview, which I'm tuning it up right now. But, you know, Peter Steele for the longest time has been known as a drunk. And he's always been known to drink wine off stage. On stage, he goes through a bunch of bottles of wine to the point where, like, his lips are red. During a show, and he's a big drunk. I'm sure the other drugs too, not just alcohol, but he's clean and sober now.
Really?
And and I guess the way to get clean and sober is obviously, but one of the ways is to go through AA. Mm-hmm. And clearly he's done that, and
he just walked through the door.
He just walked through the door.
No, but
is this AA? Yes, thank you.
He googled AA.
No, but he found God, and
in AA he found God.
Yeah, he was hanging out.
God's a drunk too.
Apparently,
but not only that, but he's like so preachy about it that he's like, I think not only. I think everyone should have Jesus in their heart.
Is he born again?
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
I guess he's friends with Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, right. They're probably doing weed together. No, what am I saying? Dave Mustaine doesn't share his weed.
It's your own.
I have a queued up here. It's around here.
What other kind of, I guess, wisdom can you offer the youth out there who are struggling and having a tough time facing their lives and facing the future?
I think believing in God, especially Jesus Christ.
Believing in God. You know, he sounds like
Jesus Christ.
Creepy.
He sounds like General Zod.
That's what it looks like him too.
Kneel before God.
Very important.
Important.
God doesn't have to be the old man, you know, with a long beard in the sky and sitting on a throne, or, you know, the kicking the devil in the head. He or she can be whatever he wants. I just think that everybody should really understand that that everyone is here for some greater good. It doesn't have to be your own or my own.
Yeah, like putting up bloody kisses. That's a great good right there, you fucking dipshit.
It doesn't have to be any kind of God, as long as it's Jesus. It could be any kind, as long as it's Jesus.
This sounds like a bad Sylvester Stallone impression.
Yeah. Yeah.
So God is his Adrian, I guess. Is that what he's trying to tell us?
Hey, Jesus!
And Satan's Polly.
And they call me Punchy.
We're all part of God's plan.
We're all part of God's plan, he says.
I pray, and this is going to sound very strange, but I pray for more pain. Because God only gives the heaviest stones to those who can lift them. And my name, Peter, happens to mean rock.
So you heard what he said.
He doesn't even look like he's serious. He looks like he's holding back laughter.
I think he's on shrooms. Come on.
This is him sober.
If you see Peter Steele, you heard him. He wants pain, so just kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
He's praying for it.
Knock the kosher pizza out of his hand and kick him in the nuts.
He made a little joke there. Let's go back.
They're kicking the devil in the head.
He
can deal that everyone is here for some greater good. It doesn't have to be your own or my own. And we're all part of God's plan. And I pray, and this is going to sound very strange, but I pray for more pain. Because God only gives the heaviest stones to those who can lift them. And my name, Peter, happens to mean rock.
So is he the stone?
That's real. And I used to be stoned. So I went from dope to pope.
No.
I pray for God to take away my speech impediment.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We have someone on the line. What's going on?
Caller, you're on the Zach Beats hotline. Who's this?
It's Peter Steele. It's Peter Steele, typo negative.
Oh, God.
And if you don't worship God, I'll kill you. Listen, you sound bald.
I am. Sure.
Yeah, I thought so. I heard what you guys were saying. I listened to the live cast every week.
Peter, please stop pressing your mouth so hard against the receiver. It's very hard to understand what you're saying.
Peter Steele is angry!
If you have God in your life, shouldn't you be, like, sort of happy?
Peter Steele is happy with God in his life, but not happy with the live cast in his life.
Why?
You guys are stupid. You don't accept God as your Lord and Savior. You guys need to find God like I did.
Yeah, but everyone here is Jewish, though, by birth.
No, you could be Jesus lovers. Jews for Jesus. You ever heard about
Jesus
that?
Jesus was Jewish.
Yeah. And, I found God. I was shopping at Walmart in Bensonhurst. Kmart, I'm sorry.
What?
That place still exists?
Cold?
Yeah. Cold.
Cold.
It doesn't. No one listening to this.
Famous
place
pizza?
Yes. I was shopping and I was in the kitchen aisle.
Uh-huh. There he was, standing there. God.
Wow.
The kitchen aisle?
Who knew?
Yeah, there's an aisle full of kitchens.
Listen, Peter Steele's a very rich man. He can't be bothered with these...
You just shop at places where you buy things by the room.
Yeah, these minutiae of how department stores work.
Peter Steele buys kitchens.
Yeah, he buys the whole kitchen.
Anyway,
I think we just found a title for this episode. Peter Steele buys kitchens. That's it. Write it down, Noah.
There's an aisle of just kitchens. Like, they have a kitchen in each row of the aisle.
Yeah, you never been to the kitchen aisle, Sid? You haven't lived.
Apparently, maybe not.
Maybe if you find God,
he would lead me there.
He would lead you there like he led me there. Mm-hmm. Now, I talk to God all the time. We have conversations. I ask him for stock tips.
Right.
He's a good guy. And
what does he say to you?
He tells me things like, you should, not reunite Carnivore. He tells me that. He tells me that song that I wrote, God is Dead, is not a funny song.
So hold on. Are you saying metaphorically you talk to God, or you actually talk to God and he answers you?
Whatever metaphorically means, I don't know, but I actually talk to God.
Well, get out of here.
Yeah. You want to talk to him?
Can you hook us up with the...
Hold on. Let me find his number in my address book.
Wow.
Just IM it to one of us and we'll call through Skype.
I don't have your screen name, but I have a conference call feature
right,
on my phone.
Amazing.
Let me get him on the line.
All right.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
This is the Lord your God.
Hey, God, what's up? It's me, Peter.
Oh, God. Hello, Peter. What can I do for you today?
No big deal. You know, I love you and everything. And
I'm
calling into this podcast. They're stupid and everything. They haven't accepted you into their lives.
Well, everyone can accept me on their own terms. You must not rush them, Peter, my son.
I'll rush who I want to rush. I'll Peter Steele. I'll kill them.
You see what I put up with?
He needs to count down a little bit, I think.
Peter, count to 10.
I can't.
All right.
I'll try. 1. Damn it.
Can't even count to 6.
What? 1, 6.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You got there.
I think Peter Steele needs a Vicodin addiction.
Peter Steele is straight edge right now. Peter Steele, the only drug Peter Steele has is God.
Yes. Thank you. I am like heroin running through your veins. Thank you. great comparison.
Well, I didn't say
the Lord your God always loves when people compare him to a drug that kills people.
Well, you made that drug, so.
I did?
Didn't you?
What? Heroin?
Any drug. You put it on this earth.
Listen.
Your God.
Don't get all philosophical on me. I will smite your ass.
See?
Listen,
Captain Murderer.
I'd like to ask you a favor, Metal Injection Livecast. Could you ask Peter to leave the room for a brief moment?
Peter, just put the phone down and
like
leave.
Put the phone.
I
command it, Peter. Put the phone down.
Peter, go to your kitchen.
Well, if God wants it, I guess I'm gonna go take a poo.
Go
really
to kitchen
quick.
Number 8, and just peruse the kitchen.
I'm gonna poop in my kitchen.
Yes. He does have a kitchen. Every room is a kitchen theme, so he's got a kitchen bathroom.
Yes. Now,
he's left the room.
Is he gone?
Sounds like it.
Yep.
Okay. He must do me a favor.
What's that?
Please get him off my back. Ever since he's been Christian, he's done nothing but annoy the shit out of me.
Oh,
have you ever heard Peter Steele talk for more than 5 seconds at a time?
Well, we listened to that interview. It was pretty painful.
It's frightening. I am the omnipotent ruler of the universe, and even I cannot take it.
What kind of stuff does he talk to you
about? Oh, anything and everything. He talks about playing Parcheesi with his mother. He talks about knitting.
Peter Steele knits
you?
He talks about football. I can't take it anymore.
Does he even talk to you while he's in the bathtub?
He talks to me about the length of his poos. He talks to me about how long he's taking a leak. He talks to me about his masturbatory exploits.
Oh, no. Isn't that
blasphemous? That's a sin, yeah. That's sort of like...
Listen, I'll do anything to get rid of him. Please.
So what do you suggest we do?
I don't know. Try to get him to worship Buddha or something.
So worshiping Buddha would be all right?
Buddha, anyone but
what if,
me.
What if Scientology?
Fine, do it. Get it done.
I'm gonna get him to be a Scientologist.
Get her done, as they say on your planet.
I'm done with my poop!
Oh, I've got to go. You know what to do, my children.
What did you tell them, God?
Goodbye.
Oh, God.
Farewell.
Oh, later, G.
Yeah.
What did you guys talk about? What did I miss?
Well, you know, forget that, but we just, you know, we think maybe you should try out some other religions.
There are other religions?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are other religions.
You shouldn't just so quickly jump to Christianity. I mean, there's other options. You should experiment.
You could be a
Peter Steele does not move quickly.
So slowly move to, like, you know, Scientology, maybe.
So what's that shit
there's
about?
A lot of famous people involved in it. You get to live in Hollywood. You get to hang out with Leah Remini and Tia Leone.
Leah Remini. Wasn't she on Saved by the Bell?
Yes. She was Stacey Carosi.
Was she on that beach episode with those hot boobs of hers?
Yeah, you like that, right? You can hang out
with
her. Yeah,
Peter Steele likes hot boobs.
Jenna Elfman. Remember Dharma and Greg? You love Dharma and
Greg.
Wait,
was she in the pornos?
That's Jenna Hayes.
Does that girl smoke pot?
Probably.
You think so? You think that?
Hello? Who's this?
What?
Sounds like Rob for a second.
I guess whenever anybody talks about smoking pot, they sort of start to sound like Rob.
Hey, hey. Peter Steele's back.
Oh, where'd you go, Peter?
Peter Steele does impressions.
He went to go save this bit from it almost fell.
Anyway, Peter Steele doesn't like the way God just hung up on me. Peter Steele will not take that disrespect.
So what are you going to do?
Peter Steele's going to start his own religion. Steele Steadity. And everybody worship Peter Steele.
And what are the tenets of this religion?
Thou shalt worship Peter Steele. That's commandment number one. Thou shalt have freedom of speech. That's commandment number two. Thou shalt have the right to bear arms. That's number three.
I have a friend who has a T-shirt with a guy with bears. Like,
yes, bear arms. I get it. It's
a
pun.
It's a really cheesy fucking shirt. I don't like it at all.
Anyway, I'm short on breath from all this talking. All
right.
Peter Steele's going to go back on drugs. Screw you, God.
I was going to say, the Lord hasn't given you better physical fitness.
Peter Steele could kill you.
How'd the Lord feel about you being naked in a magazine that mostly gay guys jerk off to?
Peter Steele got to go. Bye!
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, thank you.
Good.
Thank you, Peter.
What a jerk. I think we, you know, God's on our side now. We sort of, we did God a solid.
Yeah, kind
of
weird.
What we get out of that. We didn't really make a bargain.
We should have, but I was afraid to bargain because he's God. And we just say, no, he could just kill us, you know.
I suppose that's true. He's a vengeful God.
I need a breather after that.
Yeah. Took a little out of me.
Let's continue with the music. Most of the music tonight has been... It's still Darren's picks because we didn't get to all of them last
week. You just called Darren?
Called me Spick, didn't you?
It's fucked up.
It's Darren's picks.
Is it because Darren likes to eat arroz con pollo?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that you should call him that bad, bad word.
Anyway, we heard Crossjuster and Ludacris. Ludacris?
Such a Jew.
I don't know what being Jewish has to do with anything. But right now we're going to hear a track.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. Peter Steele freaked me out. Here's Stormtroopers of Death.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet. If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
And Noah.
You're welcome.
It sounds like I'm talking a little slower. I just smoked a bunch of weed.
I thought you were filling time for Darren to finish his Rose Con Pollo platter.
Yeah, Darren just won't put that shit down.
You see how he has it in the bathroom with him right now?
He had a piece of rice on his eyelashes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Was it yellow rice or like white rice, brown rice, fried rice?
Yellow.
Muy bueno.
I hear the toilet flushing, so he's coming right back.
Is he washing his hands?
I would hope so.
Do you hear the hand washing?
See,
if he was a true, dedicated host, he would not wash his hands. He'd get back here as soon as possible.
No.
Like, just wipe his hands.
I disagree with
shirt.
That statement.
He'd wipe his hands on your shirt.
But you know that Darren has, like, certain
OCDs
about germs.
But it's his own...
He has certain OCD. He might not have OCD about washing his hands.
It's his own dick flakes. What's the difference?
He's
the cleanest, freshest ones.
I guess we'd have to ask him.
Did you wash your hands, Darren?
Yes.
See, I
do you
said,
always wash your hands?
Yeah, why?
I said if you really wanted to get back here quick, you would forgo the hand washing.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
Did you pee on your hands?
No.
So then why is that disgusting?
I touched my penis.
So your penis is disgusting?
No, but it's got penis things on it.
What is that?
What's penis things?
You know, like
a cock ring?
Penis boogers.
It's just not sanitary. To, like, it could be a drop of pee on my penis.
So?
I don't want
to... On the shaft?
It's, you know, it's worth the 15 seconds that it takes. You're supposed to sing happy birthday twice when you wash your hands. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know you were supposed to do that.
I thought that was when you brush your teeth.
Whatever, maybe that too.
Give a hummer.
We didn't hear you singing.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody singing.
Mentally.
So you mentally sing when you wash your hands?
I think we're getting off the topic of whether Noah would fuck Sid or whether she would rather have fire ants.
Oh, yeah, we were having a very interesting discussion off the air. Ways Noah would be willing to die instead of fucking me.
Right. She said, she said she would rather drown in quicksand than fuck you, but she would rather fuck you than be eaten by fire ants.
Yes.
So you're in between quicksand and fire ants.
I think I'm okay with that. And I also did tell her that once she died in the quicksand, I would jump in and fuck her corpse. So
yeah.
It would be a lose-lose for her.
Well,
anyway.
No, you didn't. You were trying to figure out the logistics of it. And I told you, because you'd die too if you went in.
No, but I'd keep my head above.
With quicksand.
I'd like to be tied to a rope. That's
why don't you just wait
somewhere.
Till she dies and then yank her out with a branch.
With a branch?
With my branch.
Do something. Throw a rope around her.
Yeah, fair enough. But then my only concern was all the sand in her snatch.
So get it out. She's not going anywhere.
But then the process of getting... It would just completely take away any sexiness of her pussy. If I'm spending like 15 minutes...
It might
her,
hurt.
Sand
it
out.
Might
but,
hurt if you...
Yeah,
you know.
It'd be all chafing. It'd be like fucking sandpaper.
But her being dead would ruin it. So
she's already dead on the inside. What's the difference?
Okay.
I mean, we look at her... The look in her eyes says that she's pretty much devoid of any feeling.
That's
partially true.
Yeah.
It's so sexy. We needed the after dark.
I think so. And also, Noah was talking about something else that she would be interested in. We were going to have a contest. She was, Darren? Noah's shaking her head. Does that mean I'm not allowed to say it?
I'll say it. All right,
I'm going to be really angry at you.
She's giving us a look, right. So I won't say it.
Instead of having her leg under the
How about this? We're going to have a contest, and you can't know what it's about, but Noah gets to pick the winners. And there will be
I need an STD report. I need an HIV test. And a photo.
Basically, you have to be willing to have your dick rub against another guy's dick. But if you're willing to do that, then you get
and
to
be in
filthy,
an
filthy
anus
things to know.
Of one of the hosts of the show.
Notice I didn't say it, okay?
I was not being... I gave no specifics.
I want to ride home.
Filthy things could be like throwing her in a mud pit.
Rewind the tape. I didn't say shit.
What does shit have to do with a dick? You're giving away specifics now. We can't do that.
Anyway, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. If my sound was on, what you going on?
I hear you talking.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexually.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it. If you haven't heard the show before, first of all, where have you been? We've been on for a while, right, guys?
I miss Alan.
40 years. Alan is hibernating. I know. I know. My eyes tear up a little bit, but I remember I have no feelings. So.
That's from being fucked in quicksand all
the time. That's going to be your new band.
Maybe that should be the title.
No, it's the lead singer of Fucked in Quicksand.
There's already a band, Quicksand. So it's kind of
But they broke up. They were fantastic, but they're broken.
All right. So
I saw them open for Megadeth once.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty impressive.
Early 90s.
Anyway, Thrasher or Trash It, we always get a ton of promo CDs. We never have time to listen to them. So we figure we'll do it on the show. And we'll give you a live stream and commentary of our hatred towards some of this music.
Is it all bad? Do we know that for a fact?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I tried to pick out some bad ones. And we'll also, if you're in the chat room, leave some MySpace addresses. And leave some MySpace addresses and... I'm getting distracted because no one's passing a note.
I'm trying to hold up a note for whoever's like.
Oh yeah. Anyway, so.
Oh, that says Mike. I thought it said MK.
Mortal Kombat.
I didn't understand.
No, if you just spent an extra second on your penmanship, you'd get your point across much faster.
By the way, Noah, M-I-C, not M-K.
Yeah.
Mike.
It is.
There's no kerning.
Yeah. Looks like a K.
It needs to be a bit of kerning.
You need your seat.
Nobody knows
what
we're talking about. Anyway, so we're going to be playing some underground bands. If you're in the chat room, I see a few MySpace addresses. Drop a few in there. We're going to be playing some of those two and a few. We just want to get to a CD first. The first band is called Grimus. I don't think this counts. Because these guys entered our music video competition.
Did they win?
No.
Who won?
Why doesn't it count?
No, that's not
for one.
A band called Wolfbanger. They won.
Well, are they promoted on the site Lamb Goat?
When are we going to find out who wins the Alexi Lejo guitar?
I don't know. That's really kind of up to ESP guitars.
Oh, okay. I thought they gave you like a date or something.
Well, like all the submissions are in, but they have to pick the winner.
What does ESP stand for?
I don't know.
Big promoter you are.
Rob's a promoter.
That's promoting ESP.
I'm not promoting ESP at all. The contest is promoting ESP.
So are you in the contest on your site?
Sure. Well, why do I have to know what ESP stands for, then?
Well, anyway, that's
no,
the
you're a
music
expert.
I don't know, honestly.
Next band.
Eating Spanish pussy, for your information.
That's it. I'm looking it up.
I'm telling you, it stands for eating Spanish pussy.
I don't think that's true.
Does that have to do with
that's
guitar?
What Darren stands for.
Damn right.
Darren feels for that.
Here we go. Electric Sound Products.
Gay. What a gay.
It's accurate.
Fucking accurate.
I like eating Spanish pussy better.
I think we all do. Noah, how do you feel about eating Spanish pussy?
I want to get back to what we were supposed to be doing.
Oh, the contest for when you pick the two guys.
No, we're getting back to
thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
All right, our first band is Lord Mantis. First band.
Okay.
Song, album title is
Spawning the Nephilim.
Yep.
Nephilim.
Oh, this is on Seventh Rule Records. I guess this is an actual label.
Oh, we're not allowed to. Can we just take some links from people in the chat room? Would that be a lot better?
Well, let's know. Let's try. This is a.
It's on an actual label.
Self-titled.
Suck.
This is a song.
Oh, like Black Sabbath.
Yes. It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. It's not ready with that.
I'm bored.
It's not terrible. It's stonery. But
just get to the fucking vocals on there. Jesus fucking Christ.
Jesus. Jesus.
Skip ahead a little.
I don't like it.
It's just much better.
Oh, hey, so. I like the vocals. I don't like the rest of the music.
Oh?
Yeah.
Vocals? Sounds like an
I like
woman
it.
On the freaking sidewalk screaming at her son.
Steven!
I made cannoli!
This is like Mr. Vivitelli's thing.
We need to shoot a skin like that. We're like, it's like behind the music of a death metal band. No, a black metal band. And they couldn't find a singer. So they just got someone's mother.
Ah! From Who's the Boss?
Howdy! I made Rollatini!
Alright, what do we say about the band?
Thrash it.
Trash.
I like it because it sounds like an Italian woman.
I think I could give it a chance.
You
I will thrash it. No, I mean like you know, have a sesh.
But you won't though. You're saying you will, but you really won't.
If it was already imported into my iTunes, I might.
It's not.
Oh well.
Anyway, let's take a MySpace URL. Let's go to the chat room. Who should we take as?
Not the one with all the stars, because that's clearly not what
someone recommended some type of a beehive band. I'm
what
curious.
Does that mean?
How about Inside the Beehives?
Yeah.
And it's loading up. Inside the Beehive, they're from Northern New Jersey. That's one strike
against
them. They're grindcore. Metal, experimental, that's their three genres. Or genres. The song titles are The Delusion of Illusion, What Little Girls Are Made Of, Love is a Jellyfish, and Krogan Brogan.
That sounds adorable.
What Little Girls Are Made Of is like their featured...
Yeah, let's give that a whirl.
I'm not surprised Sid wants to hear that.
Oh, you know me so well.
By the way, it's sponsored by Type Magazine.
With two guys? This is like two Italian women on the sidewalk arguing. What is going on?
Stop looking at my husband! They're a hole breaker! I would want your freaking husband!
Maybe if you treated him better, he wouldn't come to my house for lunch.
You made him chicken salad, you hussy.
He likes the chicken salad. He's allowed to like the chicken salad.
You wait while I watch. I'm going to make him a fruit compote and cottage cheese tomorrow.
It's the least he can do that man is a saint. He treated like garbage.
Fruit compote.
I'm going to thrash this band just because they inspired that exchange.
I agree.
Nice to trash it.
It's bad. Yeah. That was Inside the Beehive. Woo! All right, let's check out this Eat a Helicopter band. MySpace.com/EatAHelicopter1.com.
Because there's another one.
There's another Eat a Helicopter. Starting off with an unreadable logo, that's always a good sign. Mm-hmm. Or is it? It's a three-piece.
Depends on your...
From Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, they're probably fans of that show Breaking Bad.
I wonder if they know Guillermo.
He's from Mexico, not New Mexico. And he lives in Nebraska now, Rob, so why would they know Guillermo?
I don't know.
Racist.
Anyway, their song titles are Placentosaurus.
Real.
Thrash it.
The Pessimist. And I Dreamt of Flying Wolves.
Oh, come on. It's got to be Placentosaurus.
Yeah, Placentosaurus is
no question.
Let's check this out. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
This is an old Italian woman.
Why don't you ever clean your room?
She's yelling at the other two women for making a big racket outside. Get back to her story.
Throwing slippers at them.
Yes.
I just thought it sounded like a duck quacking.
A duck with lung cancer.
Duck core.
Darren, you should totally start a band like that.
What, a duck band?
A quack. Quack core.
What was the name of that duck in that movie?
Donald the Duck?
No,
Donald
not...
the Duck?
Who? Howard. Yeah, Howard the Duck.
He had a regular voice. Alright. Yeah, please. I'm just going to get that off.
Yeah. So what did you guys think of that?
Trash.
I think seeing them live might be fun.
Yeah. You get to pet the duck.
Yeah.
No one likes
but I don't know
duck.
About listening to them on my iPod.
What would you listen to them on?
Live.
On your Zoom?
No, I'm saying live.
What about your Diamond Rio player?
By the way, Frank just called. He told us we're all assholes because we don't know anything about metal.
Yeah.
For trashing everything.
No, I'm sure you would agree with these. But that band reminded me of an old band that we thrashed or trashed.
Yes! An oldie but goodie.
Chelsea Grin. There's someone in the chat room called Chelsea Grin Triangle. But really, the rest of the song doesn't matter. It's just...
The first death metal band with a triangle player.
We need to get them to call in one week. Like, seriously.
Can we interview them? Yeah.
We should totally mice. I mean, like, what are they? This is probably the most publicity they do.
They might have to collect call us.
Could we only get the guy that's playing triangle, though?
He's a prima donna, I heard.
We need to do, like, a triangle solo for us or something.
He'd have to take off from his junior high school band.
He's booked solid.
Call us.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it like Spirit Week or whatever?
Yes, that's right. Somebody was listening to me. Yeah.
We love your school.
Ding.
I don't like your backpack. Hannah Montana is on at 3:00.
Ding. Let's go, Suns. Ding. Oh, Nina.
Next band is Chaos Avatar. Their MySpace URL is Chaos Avatar VZLA.
That's not very search engine up to date.
Thank you, Noah. Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
You're welcome.
They are metal / industrial.
Oh, God. Where are they from?
They are from Venezuela.
Oh, no.
Wow. Someone in the chat room asked about this. Let's see, who's the one who recommended this to us? It was Blowhard McGee. All right, the tracks are Nome Venos. What does that mean, Darren?
Don't look at me.
The Snake.
What does that mean?
She is the Fear. He Estado Clego.
That one.
Yes.
Wait, what?
He Estado.
Hey, Estado. I have been something. I don't know what the last word means.
Well, excuse me.
What is it?
C-L-E-G-O.
C-I-E-G-O?
Yeah, it is.
Blinded.
I've been blinded. By Chaos Avatar. This is epic. I guarantee no one likes it. No?
I was just going to say, so far it's not too bad.
This is like K-Rock. Radio friendly.
It sounds like that band that sounds the same in every song.
Nickelback.
Not Nickelback. Another guy.
Stain.
Is it Stain? Yeah, I think so.
Or Creed.
Yeah, that's what the vocals remind me of.
What's that Stain song that,
Been a while?
No. Yeah,
for
that
a while.
One.
So what do you say, guys?
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexually.
I think...
Thrash it or trash it.
I think that Guillermo could do it better.
Guillermo could do most things better.
Mega trash.
Yep.
Actually, I'd like to hear another song from theirs, if possible.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Before I decide.
Yeah, let me cue that up.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, they're from Venezuela.
Come on. Come on. Isn't this the Mexican hat band?
The crazy thing is, Hugo Chavez is actually in this band.
Oh, really?
He's really close to unwind.
Oh, I actually, I found a remix of this song.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Hold on.
He's doing it.
That was in Spanish, what he just said.
It really does sound like that dude screaming, I think I'm going to fucking faint.
Yeah.
It really sounds exactly like that. It sounds exactly like that.
This next song is called Triangle. I never get tired of that.
All right, we only have 2 minutes left on the air. We're going to go 1 minute left. Flies when you're making fun of
triangles.
So that was a fun edition of Thrash It or Trash It.
What did we learn today?
We learned if you're a band from Venezuela, you sound like music that was popular in this country 8 years ago.
Peter Steele likes kitchens.
Yes.
The Googler is the subject of a song now.
That's right. That's yes. Right.
He's now in the Pantheon. We've watched him.
And Gore likes beheading people, but has never used an olive fork.
No.
Yeah, no.
And we had our first official closet coming out.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
Tom Ryan is injured.
Mm-hmm. That hurt.
Thank you to all our callers.
Yes. Thank you to Odorous Urungus of Gwar. That's how I always want to say it. Of Gwar.
That's how you have to say it.
Yeah.
I like Sylvester Stallone.
And good luck to Peter Steele with his life.
Can
we play the Google song, Going Out Again?
Google, Google, Google you, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we can do that.
Yeah, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Fuck all of you.
It's really short.
It's over, Rob.
You're over.
Just say goodbye, Rob.
Goodbye, Rob.